Friends by mail. Friend for the family. My mom told me it was my turn to teach the lesson for family reunion. At first, I didn't know what to do, but then I remembered I could read a story from the friend. I chose a story about being honest. Then I asked my family questions about the story. I felt happy that I taught the lesson all by myself. My family said I did a great job. Joshua W., age 7, Utah, USA.
The Book of Mormon is true. My favorite part in the January 2012 Friend was fiction or nonfiction. Like Jennifer in this story, I like to read books, both fiction and nonfiction. I also know that the Book of Mormon is true. It is a nonfiction book because it talks about the people who lived here on Earth many years ago. It also talks about God and Jesus Christ. I know God and Jesus Christ live. Michelle G., age 6, Utah, USA.
A friendly missionary. The friend helps me come up with good ideas for the talks I give in primary. My favorite story is Missionary Friend, September 2012. It teaches me to invite friends and bring them to church. Owen B., age 11, New Hampshire, USA.
How we read the friend. We love to read the friend together in our activity day group. Haley R., age 9, Megan J., age 8, Natasha E., age 9, Haley B., age 9, Cassie R., age 9, Hallie G., age 9, Mackenzie F., age 9, Jordan A., age 10, Idaho, USA.
Dear friends, have you ever wondered if a word you heard someone say at school is okay to say or not? Or maybe you have wondered if an outfit is modest or not, or if it would be okay to play sports on Sunday just once. This month, you will find three stories about kids who had to deal with questions like these. Look on pages 7, 42 through 43, and 44 through 46. Then write us to let us know if these stories helped you. Be strong, the friend. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. End of the section, Friends by Mail.